It won't be long now before a lot of the muddy brown fields in Skagit County are suddenly alive with color. Pinks and purples and blues and reds. Millions of tulips make an appearance here every April, and with them, hundreds of thousands of visitors from all 50 states and more than 90 countries. The Skagit Valley Tulip Festival and the sweeping landscapes you see when you move through this region make it easy to picture agriculture as Skagit County's biggest industry.
Well, I think that's a common perception. I think there are even some people in Skagit County who might think first of agriculture and tulips when they think about us.
That voice was John Sternlicht, CEO of the Economic Development Alliance of Skagit County. He says agriculture is incredibly important here, but that the biggest contributor to this county's economy, at least in terms of money, is what's called advanced manufacturing.
I think it's anywhere that requires skills to put things together, and those are a lot of the manufacturers we have. They build ships, they build parts for airplanes.
So to learn more, I went to two businesses that do just that, starting in Anacortes.
Wow.
I am standing underneath the MV Coho. It's a ferry that takes passengers and vehicles between Port Angeles and Victoria, BC. It's in dry dock for annual maintenance at Dakota Creek Industries. It weighs 5,135 tons. It's 72 feet across. It's slightly longer than a football field. And it is both beautiful and terrifying as it looms over my head, propped up on enormous blocks made of concrete and wood.
This boat's so well maintained, it looks really good underneath. The paint does.
Mike Nelson is the company's owner. Dakota Creek Industries has been in his family since it was founded in 1975. They do a variety of work here. Just down the docks from where we're standing, they're putting the finishing touches on an enormous factory trawler fishing vessel.
Bringing wire and stuff on board now. Fishing gear.
They have made research ships and tugboats, and right now, in what looks like an airplane hangar, they are welding and hammering on two aluminum ferries that will eventually carry passengers around San Francisco Bay. This is precise work.
The welding techniques are pretty advanced, and then the accuracy level has to be very good as everything changes as you weld it.
Skagit County, and this northern edge of Anacortes specifically, offers the geography and the workforce Nelson says his company needs. They moved here from Blaine in 1977. Only slightly newer is VT Vallant, about a 20-minute drive away. And to understand what this company does, we have to put ourselves inside a passenger jet for a moment or two.
As soon as everyone's seated, we'll be able to close the door and push back.
So it's just before a flight, and I want you to picture what usually happens while the passengers are boarding.
So where's your seating?
People are dragging their luggage down the aisle. They're shoving it into overhead bins. They are chucking their bags and their coats under the seats. Maybe they're using their feet to cram everything in. The belt buckles are hitting the armrests. And then once the flight starts and people get settled, they're resting their heads on the sidewall of the cabin. They might spill some liquid on the seats.
You guys know that you're sitting in an exit row?
The point is that airplane interiors take a beating. And every so often, airlines pull everything out of the cabin, and they send it here to a 150,000-square-foot building on the outskirts of Burlington. VT Vallant repairs commercial airline interiors, overhead bins, oxygen masks, reading lights, the flight attendant call buttons, everything, the seats, the walls, the windows, the window shades. Most of their work ends up on the flights that you or I might take, but they do custom work, too, including on planes for the NBA.
That's right. We've done oversized lavatories to fit 7'5" guys in there.
That's Vice President and General Manager Tom Thompson. This company has a $6 million backlog, and that's going to keep this team busy for the next 2 years.
Customers are demanding more than we can put out right now, so which is a wonderful problem to have. But we were, at the beginning of the year last year, we were at about 75 people. Right now, we're at about 104. And our expectation is to be somewhere between around 130 to 145 by the end of this year.
Thompson says the work here requires craftsmanship and artistry. Larry Morris is sitting at a work table, wiring a panel for overhead reading lights. He's worked here nearly a decade and is 79 years old.
Well, my previous employer had to shut down their business. And I was a supervisor on a crew there, and I was going to retire. And my wife says, get out of the house. So I came back to work.
Morris also trains new employees. With him today is Felicissima Cassinger. It is her first day of work. She's returning to the workforce, in fact, after recovering from a surgery. She used to work for FEMA, which involved a lot of travel that she did not like doing. And she says this is interesting.
It fascinates me because I always wanted to be an engineer. I used to work for GE in the 70s. And I worked with technicians, but...
But she never really pursued the field. Now she says she can, here. Thompson, the general manager, pays attention to the local talent pool, but he also frets over the cost of living as he watches people priced out of King County.
If people want to work here, but they can't afford to live here, and that's what's happening in King County, people have to move. And so that's a sad reality, but how do we make sure that we continue to grow an economy properly, but also keep it affordable for people to want to live in the county?
We're right in the middle of 6.5 million people.
Again, John Sternlicht with the Economic Development Alliance of Skagit County.
And it's important to us to keep the natural beauty and the agricultural lands intact.
But it's hard not to worry about a squeeze as people leave expensive urban centers for more rural places. So far, though, Sternlicht says what's happening here is more measured than the unfettered boom Seattle seems to be experiencing.
I don't know, I might say a boomlet rather than an entire boom. But we have experienced in migration, but what we also have is a good chunk of our population that leaves Skagit County every day to go work outside of the county.
Sternlicht thinks the next decade will bring small to medium manufacturers into Skagit County. Not a drastic change, he says, but he also acknowledges that nothing stays the same. For example, the refineries in Anacortes. They've been here a while, and they are a huge and important part of the local economy.
We all recognize on some level that reliance on fossil fuels will be decreasing over the next decades, and we need to make sure that the people who work here and live here have those good family wage jobs that'll be existing in the future.
So it's a balancing act, retaining the businesses that exist now, recognizing some of this might change or diminish in the decades to come, and attracting new companies that want to make their home in Skagit County. Ed Ronco, KNKX News.